Time now to travel cross country for news from our affiliates. A more extensive search is planned this morning in Palm Beach County, Florida, after the remains of two children were found in a canal. Police say they first recovered the body of a girl believed to be between the ages of 6 and 10. She was in a duffel bag. Later, they found the body of an older boy. He was stuffed in a suitcase. Teachers in Springfield, Massachusetts are negotiating with the school system as to how to pay back more than $1 million they've been overpaid this school year. The superintendent says the accounting error involves more than 1,400 teachers. And to Carlisle, Illinois, a town that's paying tribute to the fighting men and women who call Carlisle home with signs like this. They also honor soldiers who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country, whether from Carlisle or not. Serena Williams hopes she'll be well enough to get back on the tennis court this summer. Right now, she's recovering from a blood clot in her lung. This is a woman who's young and she's fit. She won Wimbledon last year. Dr. Sanjay Gupta is here. And you wonder, she's so fit, so active. She takes care of herself. How could this happen?
You know, it's funny. When it comes to the clots in the legs that break off and go to the lungs, pulmonary embolism, it can really happen to anybody. And that's something that people always are reminded of. Let me show you really quick what this looks like, what we're talking about. It's a clot that sort of develops in the deep veins, Carol, in your legs. So this isn't something you could feel. If you're feeling the clots on the surface, that's not this. This is the deep veins. Get a clot like that right around the valve of one of the veins. And it breaks off, and it's got a long way to travel all the way through the vasculature of the entire body. But the point is, this eventually could end up in the lungs, block one of the blood vessels in the lungs. Someone might start to have some chest pain. They might have shortness of breath. They could have rapid heartbeat. And if the clot's big enough, I mean, this is a deadly problem. You know, within several minutes, someone could die from this.
Yeah, but if it's deep in your vein, I mean, is there any soreness you could feel? If you touch your leg, could you feel it?
You won't feel the actual clot, but you might have soreness in the leg. Now, sometimes it can just be hard to tell, especially in someone like her, because she was in a walking boot. You know, we saw that for some time, and I think maybe a cast sort of thing up at the upper part of her leg. You can see it there. That's a risk factor. Immobilizing your leg like that because you're not moving it, it causes the blood to become stagnant, more likely to clot. Also, smoking, medications, those can be risk factors as well.
And I know she was treated at the hospital, and then she went to these red carpet events.
Right.
And is that something normal that someone should do?
I was a little surprised by that when I first heard that. But, you know, if it was a small clot and it could be treated, then it's not that unusual that she could actually get out of the hospital quickly. You put someone on blood thinners. That's what you need to do because you want to break up that clot that's in the lung. So you do IV blood thinners usually first and then oral, you know, by mouth medications. It was interesting, a few days later, she had to go back in the hospital because she had a hematoma somewhere, and that may have been as a result of the blood thinners because it just makes your blood thin. So it's just been a cycle of events
so
for her.
So is this a genetic thing?
Probably. In some cases, it could be. There's some people whose blood just clots easier, so they're going to make blood clots more easily. But for most people, it's just those risk factors. You know, a cross-country flight she was on from L.A. to New York. Your legs aren't moving. She was in that cast. Yeah. Birth control pills are a risk factor. Smoking is a risk factor. Dehydration. So there are risk factors. And again, young and old, women and men, this problem can happen.
From obscurity to a worldwide symbol of police brutality, 20 years ago today, California's Rodney King went from nobody to household name. In advance of today's anniversary, Rodney King spoke to CNN's Don Lemon.